Hello and welcome to the Hirschhorn podcast. In this episode, we will be talking about Jiří Kolář. I am Milena Kalinovská, Director of Public Programs, and I spoke with Václav Havel in February 2007 during his visit to the Hirschhorn with his wife Dagmar. Havel is a writer, dissident, and former president of the Czech Republic who played an important role in the major changes in Central Europe. He spoke with me about one of the most influential Czech artists, Jiří Kolář, whose important early collages from the Confrontation series, made between 1951 and 1952, have been acquired and are on view in the permanent collection galleries on the third floor. Jiří Kolář, born in 1914, began his artistic career as a poet during the mid-1930s. However, at the beginning of the 1950s, crackdowns by the Czechoslovak communist regime prompted the artist to change from writing poetry with words to making poetry with images. Jiří Kolář, like Václav Havel, was imprisoned for his writings and became a major influence on young intellectuals, including Václav Havel. Václav Havel, in his reflections, refers to Café Slavia in Prague, which has been a famous meeting place for artists, writers, and intellectuals, and where he met Jiří Kolář. Karel Tiger, a major figure of the Czech avant-garde movement and a proponent of modernism during 1920s and 1930s. Group 42, of which Kolář was a member with other artists and writers, all of whom admired Duchamp, Picabia, Joyce, and Eliot. Art critic Jindřich Chalupecký, who was a major supporter of visual artists during the oppressive communist period.
You met Jiří Kolář many years ago, maybe during the 50s?
Yes, it was in 50s. I, as a young boy, read his poetry, which was published before the war and during the war, and I love it. It was a little bit forbidden in 50s.
Yes, it was.
And I visited him together with two other young boys in, I think it was in 1950, 53, and such things he showed us, and in this time he was ended with poetry and begin to make collages. And
were you surprised when you saw these collages, or what was your first reaction?
My first reaction was that I immediately tried to imitate him. And perhaps I had somewhere at home something similar which I like more of his young people around him. For them he was guru, and he teach us in Café Slavia, known Prague restaurant. He teach us the responsibility of artists, and he was such type of jak by se to řeklo, že byl typem takového kazatele.
So he was kind of a preacher.
Preacher, yes.
I read some of your writings, or maybe one of your essay, and you also said that he had a major influence on you in terms of your political commitment.
Yes, because you know surely his book, for example, his book Mr. Sun, and it is something like paraphrases of old Chinese book about the war and army, and he transform it for art, and he teach us the responsibility of artists, and it was in time when literature and especially in literature the world was strictly divided.
Yes.
Some were permitted and they collaborate with the regime, and some and most of them, and especially who is modern, were forbidden, and they and it was a big moral question, because to be forbidden meant to work somewhere in factory and
yes.
Don't have money, etc., etc., sometimes to be arrested, and he was something like moral authority.
Yeah, right. And so he was a major moral.
Yes, and I visited him in Prague 1 week before his death, which was 45 or 50 years after our first
meeting.
My first visit in his flat.
He was really a major artist in Czech Republic and also a major artist on the international scene. And when I'm looking at his work now, I could see that he was even a predecessor of many experimental artists
yes.
that are particularly involved with conceptual art.
Yes.
Did you
yes.
have the feeling when you met him first time or maybe later on that really he was not only morally important but also creatively important?
Yes, of course, but and there were some people who were not sure if it is possible, if it is right way. For example, Jindřich Chalupecký in 50s put the question if it isn't nonsense to do such things in such hard time to
At the time, Kolar's work appeared to the major critic Jindřich Chalupecký just like a game.
Ono to samo sebou nespadlo z nebe, to navazuje trošku na tradici Taigeho a surrealismu a tak. Oni se vypadla, generace se vyhrála.
Kolar's work did not just appear out of nowhere. He and his generation confronted and built on the tradition of earlier generations of avant-garde artists from the 1920s and 30s, such as Kettle Taiga, and were fascinated by surrealism and other earlier art movements.
Important was, I think, existence of group 42, which was artistic group established in 1942, where, and there were young writers, Kolář, Ivan Blatný, Kainar, and some painters, Gross, Hoták, others, and it shows how the world in art was divided, because some of them later collaborated with the regime and some was strongly forbidden, and Ivan Blatný emigrated and he died in exile.
Mm-hmm. And many of these artists were dealing really with the everyday reality.
Yes, yes. And especially že je zajímalý, ona později vzniklo v 50. letech to poezie všedního dne takové.
Right.
No ale tohle právě chtělo.
Group 42 consisted of young writers and visual artists who were interested in depicting the ordinary world in their work in drastic and dramatic ways. Nothing was revealed subtly.
After the war, some of them removed and collaborated with the regime, and some of them was forbidden and in prison and in
right.
exile.
Like indeed Jiří Kolář. Well, thank you. Thank you for your thoughts. We very much appreciate it.